Blog Talk Radio.
Great Friday, great Friday, great Friday, and welcome back to Your Health is Your Wealth. Yes, this is your girl, Sister Kimberly Silas, and once again, we are over the moon excited about today. Why today? Because it is March 15th, 2019. We are here together sharing this platform with all of our mental faculties, the blood pumping through our veins, our hearts, our lungs, every manifestation of the gifts that God has to offer. We are here today to reap the benefits of it. And I want to say salute to March 15th, 2019. Thank you. It is actually, our studio office is located in Atlanta, Georgia, and it has been raining all morning. But we are so excited about the transitions in the weather and the seasons. We are coming into a beautiful season of spring. The grass is growing. We are recognizing all types of vegetation sprouting up. And this is just an example of the spiritual growth that is about to take place in our life. What we see in the physical, the season of hibernation, the cold, the damp, the dismal, whenever we are in those dark places, rest assured, trust and believe that your springtime is coming, and it is just a manifestation that it is a time to flourish. Yes, it is. As we do on every first and third Friday of the month, we start this platform off with the highest level of energy possible. That's right. Wherever you are, I want you to wiggle your feet, clap your hands, stand to your feet, just let some energy flow through your body and get excited. What do we do here at Your Health is Your Wealth? We affirm our greatness. Here we are. I will hear the words of the Holy Spirit within. I will lead and not follow. I will create and not destroy. I am a force for good. I defy the odds. I set new standards. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am the lender, not the borrower. I am loved by God. I am chosen by God. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned. I am a champion. Everything I touch turns to gold. Everything I touch turns to gold. It is my season. It is my turn. I am happy. I am humble. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am strong. I am whole. I am a champion and will never be broke nor broken another day in my life. I will live the fullest of life and all that God has for me. I insist that my actions reflect a positive life because my future is bright, because my attitude is right. Now, if that doesn't get you pumping, what can we do to help you out of your dark place? Because we operate in the highest frequency known to man. We operate on high energy over here, and we are prospering and flourishing as a result of it. That's right. Wrapping your mind around the fact, or elevating the consciousness to know that your health is your wealth, is paramount. Any vision, any dream, any level of aspiration that you have that is suppressed within your spirit, just rest assured, if you can condition the consciousness of your mind, If you can condition the consciousness of your mind, everything and the fruits thereof will be added unto you. That is my story. I approve this message, and I am sticking with it. I'm not going to spend too much time rattling, but my favorite quote. Now, you know, on social media, we get quotes, we get tags, we get information on a daily basis. Some of it's funny, some of it's cute, some of it's inspirational. The one that has impacted my life substantially is from Mind Seed, and it is called, "Your mind is a garden. Your thoughts are the seeds. You can grow flowers or you can grow weeds." If you are constantly focused on negative, dark, unapproving, unself-developing, just dismal circumstances, that is what will manifest, people. If you are constantly looking at the glass as half empty, your glass will forever be half empty. You have to focus on your garden. Your mind is a garden and your thoughts are the seeds. What are you thinking about on a day-to-day basis? This brings me to my mother. Y'all know I bring mama in here every week. And she said that vision and faith, focus on what you want. Practice your faith principles. Faith doesn't come without a cost, you guys. It takes a lot of work. You must apply yourself. Fear and faith are completely contradictory of one another. So I just want to encourage you to focus on your garden. Circumstances outside of you are none of your business. You know, I was listening, I think it was Dr. Phil, and he said there are only two factors. I love Dr. Phil, Ayanla, and Oprah. That's my thing, y'all. Don't fight me for it. But I get, and Ayanla, I get a lot of therapy from not necessarily watching these programs, but from putting myself in the circumstance of the programming. And I learn, and it's healing for me. But I believe it was Dr. Phil. It could have been Ayanla. But she said there are only two factors that count: what is inside of you and how you act to what's going on around you, circumstances and situations around you. We all have circumstances and situations going on around us that could potentially render us frustrated, angry, hostile, depleted, you know, destitute. But you have to channel a level of energy and a center core, the inside of you, to know that I can overcome any circumstance or situation outside of me. Because what's most important is what's going on inside of me. Okay, I'm going to quit yapping, because on last episode, which this is the month of March, it is the month to celebrate entrepreneurship. And we discussed, if you can earn $1, if you have a hobby, a talent, a trade, an entrepreneurial endeavor, where you can earn $1, whatever the process that you followed to duplicate, to initiate that original dollar, all you have to do is duplicate that process 1,000,000 times. And it, on paper, it looks logical. But when you say, okay, I'm going to give you an example. I am a designer by natural talent, God-given gift, and I design clothing and crafts, and it's therapeutic, and it's just wonderful for me. It's cathartic. That's the word I was looking for. So when I'm on my sewing machine, I get lost in my world. When I'm completed, I don't even pay attention to the hours that it's taking me to complete a task. I set a price to it, and I sell it. Now, I may get $50, I may get $100, I may get $150. Okay, all I have to do is duplicate that particular process, 1,000, 4,000, 5,000, 10,000 times, and I'll be a millionaire. Okay, this is where the dilemma lies. Either I am going to enslave myself to that sewing machine, or I am going to delegate, train, and teach people how to duplicate my process. What I can do, I can teach and they can do. And then before you know it, we have a bunch of busy beavers that are duplicating the same processes that I performed, and therefore you have more opportunity for growth. Now, with that being said, that brings us back to, if you can earn $1, just duplicate the process 1 million times. Now, this is a health and wellness platform. So now you're asking me, how does striving to obtain $1 million relate to your health as being your wealth? That's a great question. Now, this platform is geared towards spiritual, physical, and mental prosperity. It goes without saying that we as a universe all desire the same thing: betterment of ourselves, betterment for our families, our communities. We strive for peace, prosperity, and abundant life. The truth of the matter is we all possess God-given gifts and talents that have potentially gone uncultivated as a result of fear, complacency, procrastination, or nurturing another individual's dreams and aspirations. Yep, I said it. You can fight me on this later. Quite often we suppress our aspirations to avoid breaking these cycles of normalcy. People that are telling you you've got a great job, stick with that job, you're responsible for the head of the family, you need to stay in position, don't you dare deviate from your original plan. Today is the day to announce no more. I have a dream in me that must be brought to fruition for the elevation of my spiritual, physical, mental health and wellness. It's something inside of you. I'm going to switch over real quick. If you were created in his and likeness, created creation, if you were created, then you have the ability to create as well. If you have the if you are of the image, you have the ability to have an imagination. This is one of my favorite moments to interject. Only we are the only one of God's creatures that has been created with the ability to transform ourselves out of our original circumstances. I am going to say that of all the wonderful, beautiful things that God has created, the human capacity is the only creature that God created that has the ability to function outside of its original circumstance and situation. A dog will always be a dog. He will never sing opera. He will always bark. A bird has wings. They will never drive a truck. They will always fly. It is what it is. We are the only creature that God created that can manifest, can envision, can imagine themselves doing and being other than what they originally intended. You may have originally been born the son of a farmer and go on to be the president or a national representative or a business owner or a ballerina. Whatever it is that you aspire to be, you do not have to rest in your original state of circumstance. You could have been born to a third world country with no visible resources and can come to this country and just move mountains. And I get really excited about that because I am a visionary, I am an entrepreneur, and I am a designer, as I stated earlier. I love imagination. I love visualization. I am constantly, my mind is like a movie series. It never stops, idea after idea after idea. And that brings me to what we are going to discuss on today. Today, I want to encourage, empower, and impact somebody to shift to greatness. I want you not necessarily to follow me. It would be wonderful to enhance my level of following. But if I can only impact one person to change their mindset, to undergo a transformative mindset where you are of the belief that this is my season, this is my turn, I can do anything that I put my mind to doing, then I have accomplished my goals. Now, we are going to talk today about the industry of network marketing. Now, as I stated earlier, I can create a task that is revenue generating. I can train and delegate people to do those same level of tasks. And before you know it, if those people train and delegate people to perform those tasks, I have built a network of people who are producing my same original objective with a compensation plan attached to it. That is simply what network marketing is. But let me tell you why I was first introduced, how and why I became so interested in network marketing. Networking is a business built around residual income. Now, residual income is like every time you flick the light switch, there's this imaginary entity that's getting paid for you burning lights in your house. Did they have to come to your house and flick the switch or go outside on your transformer and flick a box? No, it's a system set in place that every time if the bill is paid, hence finances, if the bill is paid and you flick the lights go on, somebody's getting paid for you burning lights in your house. That's how residual income works. You're helping others and you're building a team. Now, according to Les Brown, now we all know Les Brown. He's another one of my favorites. Phenomenal motivational speaker, started from very humble beginnings, built himself up when the world told him you are developmentally delayed, born mentally, classified as mentally retarded. Yes, Les Brown, read his story. Classified as developmentally delayed and mentally retarded. And this man is a self-made millionaire. The example that your beginnings does not justify or dictate or determine your end. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's move forward. But Les Brown stated that network marketing has created more millionaires than any industry around the world. Now, that's when my light bulb went off. Because I've heard of network marketing for years. We know Mary Kay, we know Avon, we know Amway, we know Shaklee. We know all of these industries. And I said, I'm not a salesperson. That is not for me. I don't want to get involved with that. And I pushed it out of my psyche for years. It was there, but it wasn't there. So what happened was this. I was watching a Les Brown documentary one day, and he was speaking, and he was captivating the audience, and I was intrigued because I, too, am a motivational speaker. So I'm getting my study in. And Les said, network marketing has created more millionaires than any industry around the world and is the best way for any entrepreneur to not only develop branding, but to set themselves up financially where they can nurture every one of their dreams and aspirations. That was it for me. I didn't know how I was going to start, didn't know what company I was going to go with. I've actually been with approximately three. But the first two, I must honestly say, I did not take seriously. I didn't consider the potential that I had within me. I wasn't passionate about the product line, so therefore I didn't apply myself. End of discussion. However, I was able to, at a season of my life when I needed to enhance my health, not only was I rewarded with a gift of progressive wellness, but I was also coupled with a financial revenue stream that I could not extinguish if I wanted to. It is fabulous. But let me tell you what I went on the internet. I started researching my information and I found that millionaires, there are over 400 U.S. documented millionaires and hundreds of thousands thousandaires in the last 3 years alone. This is 2019, people. From 2016 to 2019, the United States Department of Treasury has documented 400 U.S. millionaires and several hundreds of thousandaires, meaning 90,000, 40,000, 50,000, 60,000, anything below, or 100,000 for that being, anything below $1 million is a thousandaire. Okay. So I'm like, I'm all in. I'm in. I am totally in. Now, let me tell you why it is a practical process for me. The cost of entry. You can get started in network marketing anywhere from $100 or less, typically including the cost of your product, samples, training materials. What other business can you think of that would allow you to get started and immediately make money for $100 or less? It's just unconscionable. And with technology and the World Wide Web and the internet being so prevalent, why not use this tool as a resource to our advantage? Why would we not take advantage instead of posting the same pictures, postings, and I love Jesus statements that the last person posted? No offense, I love the Lord. But we have got to start positioning ourselves as a revenue-generating force. We are empowered, and we're missing out on opportunities. Cost of entry, very low. There is no other business in the world that you can go start for $100 or less where you immediately have global exposure. My company immediately offers a 24-hour state-of-the-art website. You know, any one of my customers can get to me at any particular time, hence, hint, hint, residual. Okay, leverage. What if you had thousands of vending machines all over the world, and every time somebody purchased something from your vending machine, you would get paid for it? That's what leverage is, you positioning yourself globally. Hence, the internet positions you globally, and every time somebody drops money into that vending machine, you get paid for it, leaving you to have time with your family, with your friends. That's the flexibility of it all. You're not stuck in one location. You have the flexibility of working whenever and wherever you want with people all over the world. Now, many people, such as myself, get stuck or get sidetracked with owning a company or working in a job where you are stuck in one position. Now, I have a clothing line. I told you I do design, I do crafts, I'm always doing something, but that something requires my physical presence, it requires my physical talent and task, and it can be time consuming, which limits my ability to take advantage of other opportunities. Networking allows me to be globally visible in a thriving economy. This is just my testimony. This is where I'm at with this thing, and it's why I'm so passionate about it. And therefore, when I'm committing myself to 2, 4, 10 hours worth of sewing, designing, and constructing, I am enjoying it because I am not desperate to receive that income. It's a labor of love. This is one of my favorites, people, personal growth and development. Growing a team and your income and network marketing is all about personal growth. The more you grow as a person, the bigger your income becomes. Most of all network marketing companies are huge proponents of personal growth and building people up and helping them become the best people they can be. I heard that at one of my first meetings. They said this is a personal development opportunity with a compensation plan attached to it. People, it's like getting paid to go to college for free. I learn every day. It is so fulfilling to know that I am around industry leaders and giants that are constantly nurturing and sowing into me. I am not the same person that I was last year. I'm not even the person that I was yesterday. I've had experience after experience after experience that is transforming the mindset into greatness, and I love it, okay? Passive or residual income. Most people trade hours for money, meaning your time, you go to work, you clock in, you got 8 hours, they pay you 8 hours. So if you're not working, guess what you're not getting? You're not getting paid. That is not how to get wealthy and have time freedom. You've got to position yourself where you will get paid over and over again for your efforts, providing an income stream that is passive. Knowing the difference between linear income versus residual income is critical. that ties us up in these jobs where we say, oh, I've been there 10 plus years. I'm not going to give up my time. I come in, I get paid. That's linear. You're going to get the same pay. At the end of the year, you might get 25 to 42 cent pay increase. I'm telling you, you're going to stay consistent, but you will not build wealth. There is nothing better than making money while you sleep. So whether you take this position full-time or whether you take it part-time, I ask that you just dwell into something and give yourself an opportunity to process, mature, and grow. There is just growth. A lot of people fall out the first year, the third year. It has been documented that by the fifth year, only a small percentile of the people are even still affiliated. They're not going to be here. Why? Because they've run out of steam. They've run out of enthusiasm. They've gone on to greener grasses, what they assume to be green. And when you stay and do the work, I promise you, it's like a spaceship. 90% of the efforts are through takeoff. Once that ship reaches a level of altitude, the remainder of the trip, the longest extent of the way, is all in autopilot. All of it is in autopilot. So learn the difference between passive or residual income. Now, the tax benefit of network marketing is huge. It is hard to put a positive spin on taxes, but with network marketing, you can. If people just understood the tax benefits of network marketing and how they could lower their income taxes, more people would consider joining the business. It would be something that they listed annually on their tax return. Network marketing, because it is understood that while there are great financial payoffs, it takes a lot of grit. It takes a lot of marketing. It takes a lot of time application. Your time is worth money. Now, I am not at all in favor of our current presidency. I pray for this man's welfare every day because he's just not on a rational level of logic. But we do know that he knows how to not only make millions, but billions of dollars. And they asked our president, Mr. Trump, what would you do if you were not in the White House? What do you think your next business opportunity would be? His quick and prompt response was network marketing. Network marketing. Build a team and watch it grow. Watch it grow. It's going to grow. And the last but not least is there is a huge upside income potential. Now, the income potential and upside to network marketing is huge. I've already said that. There are not many professionals without a college degree or a minimum level of education can make six figures or above. Will this happen overnight? Absolutely not. But if you set realistic expectations and go to work, you can build a large monthly income. You can make a full-time income with part-time effort. Now, that's all I'm going to say about that, people, because I meet regularly with my team. I am on social media at kimberly.silas@facebook.com. I am also on Instagram at silas.kimberly. Twitter as well as Kimari, K-I-M-A-R-I, Sunshine, S-H-I-N-E. I just want to encourage someone to follow me, take note of this information. I'm going to say this. This is the last thing I'm going to say. Colonel Sanders. Everybody knows KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Colonel Sanders was 88 years young, and he encountered 1,008 no's when he pitched his chicken idea. 1,008 no's, and everybody turned him down. On the 1,009th, someone said yes. That is legacy-building mentality. If you have a vision and you believe, just stick with it. You guys, we're going to sign off, but I want you to remind you that we are an extension of PRF Ministries. Dr. Nathaniel Dunlap hosts the PRF table every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. It's an amazing time. It's during your lunch hour, and he is reaching substantial audiences. I encourage you to sign on with him at this same exact location. Thank you, guys. Make it a marvelous, marvelous March 15th, 2019, and consistent growth, prosperity, and wellness. This is your girl, Sister Kimberly Silas, signing off. Much love. Mwah!